You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
我们祈来读。As
we read these verses, we really thank God.
我们这些原来是在罪上死，死在罪恶过犯中的人。We
who were death in our sins and trespasses.
因着基督为我们受鞭伤，因着他为我们受苦，因着他替我们代死。Because
of his stripes, because he is suffering for us, because he is willing to die for us.
使我们这些在罪上死的人，如今可以在义上活。Those
of us who are dead in sins now may live in righteousness.
何等的恩典！What
an amazing grace!
在1987年，in
1987，8月16号的时候， August 16th.
从Arizona 有一架飞机起飞了。There was a
plane that took off from the state of Arizona.
西北航空公司 flight number 255号班机。
Northwest Airlines Flight 255. After it took off for a little bit, it crashed and landed.
155
passengers, they all lost their lives. And as they were gathering the bodies, and they discover the body of a woman with a baby that's about 4 years old held tight in her bosom. And the amazing thing is this child lived.
那个时候的人都认为说不可能，这个人绝对不是飞机上的人。
And everybody just all did not believe that this could ever happen, and they said that she was not a passenger on the plane.
他们认为一定是飞机波及的地上哪一辆经过的车上的人出事。As
probably as the plane crashed, it crashed into a particular car, and it was someone that was in the passenger.
但是很稀奇的就是，当他们去找尸体的时候，这个155个人。
And
that's
when they went to search for the bodies, they noticed that of the 155 passengers that were searching for, there were missing
more.
And they began to look for the names of the passengers, and Cecilia, her name came up.
And based on the evidence of
the crash, they can only deduce and picture what happened right before the crash. The mother let loose of her seatbelt and went immediately in front of the child, kneeled on the floor, and just embraced the baby and covered him up.
弟兄姊妹，同样的事情发生在我们身上的时候，我们会怎么反应？But if the
similar event happened to us, what would we do?
当飞机快速坠毁的时候，我们第一件想到的是什么？And
as the plane about to crash, what is going through your mind?
可能我们被紧张、被恐惧抓住。
Perhaps we are overtaken by fear. 我们可能要赶快把自己安全带弄好，希望自己能够活得下来。
Perhaps immediately we're checking our seat belts and we're making sure it's tight and we can live.
因为我们看过很多的飞机，的确下来有些人还是活下来了。
And we indeed have seen many crashes that there are those that did survive the crash.
但是在这里有一个母亲，她 unbuckle 她的 safety belt， 她把她的安全带松掉，她起来全身抱着她女儿，跪在她面前抱着她。
But here there was a woman that unbuckled her belt and she knelt on the floor and embraced her child and surrounded her child.
所以当火焰烧起来，当碎片横飞，很多人被打死，很多人说明明应该要淋到这个小女孩身上的伤害，通通被她母亲给挡下来。
And as the glass begins to shatter, the fire begins to burn, and the debris are flying. These things that were going to hit the child hit the mom.
她承担担当了她女儿的忧患。背负了他所有的痛苦。
She bore all of her grief and all of her pain.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当我们听这个故事的时候，我们觉得这是一个伟大的母亲，一个母爱的故事。
And brothers, when we hear such a story, we say this is a wonderful demonstration of a mother's love.
我们可能做不到，我们佩服她，我们感动。
And we said, okay, we are moved. We probably couldn't do what she did.
但是弟兄姊妹，再怎么样，这是一个母亲爱孩子。
And no matter how you explain it, this is a mom who loves her child.
哦，爱她心爱的女儿，她这样子的牺牲自己，我们感动，但是我们仍然知道，因为她是她的孩子。
She loves her daughter. We are moved, but at the very end, we know that she did it because she loved her child.
昨天晚上我们讲到被杀的羔羊。
And yesterday we talked about the lamb that was slain.
约翰说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
John says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world."
哦，弟兄姊妹，不仅仅讲到他是一个圣洁、没有瑕疵、这么完美的羔羊。
It's not to say that he's the holy and the Lamb of God without blemish.
他超乎万人之上，他吸引我们。
He's perfect. He'sOf all man, he draws us.
哦，他是神眼中独一的羔羊。
He is the only lamb in the eyes of God.
除此以外，在世界上没有第二个羔羊可以为人类赎罪的。
And aside from him, there's no, there is not another that can be take away our sin.
但是弟兄姊妹，稀奇的就是这一位圣洁没有瑕疵的羔羊，居然肯为我死。
But this holy Lamb of God without blemish is willing to die for me.
Cecilia 的母亲 Paula 爱她的女儿，可以为她的女儿死。
Cecilia loved her daughter. She's willing to die for her daughter.
啊，但是耶稣却为了爱我这样子的人，为我上了十字架。
But Jesus went to the cross because he loved a person like me.
所以弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上我讲到说耶稣在地上除了那三个试探以外，有一个试探随他一生。
Last night I spoke to everyone concerning those three temptations that he faced in the wilderness, but there was a fourth one that followed him all the days of his life.
尤其他被挂在十字架上。
Particularly that moment when he was hung on the cross.
尤其他经过了这么多的苦难。
And so he's going through scourging.
受了这么多的羞辱，这么多的鞭打。
He's going through all the shame and all the beating.
而当他被挂在十字架上的时候，人把他的衣服全部脱掉了。
And when he was hanging on the cross, they stripped him naked.
哦，这个什么？这是一个羞辱、至高者、荣耀的王被人羞辱成这个样子。
The Lord Most High was put to shame, the utter shame.
撒旦都在那里说你是神的儿子，下来。
And Satan says, "You are the Son of God. Come down."
撒旦在那里对他说，值得吗？看看这些人。
And he says, "Is it worth it? Look at these people."
哦，弟兄姊妹，耶稣的祷告，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的不知道。
And then Jesus prayed, "Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they are doing."
什么爱能够叫这位圣洁、至高者、荣耀神，居然肯为我这样子不值得人死
？What love could cause the Son of God, the Most High, to die for someone like us?
我们昨天讲到那个蚂蚁，居然把食物给蚱蜢吃，自己在冬天饿死了，很多人都笑了。
And we spoke the story of the ants who gave their food to the grasshopper and they died, and you guys all laughed.
弟兄姊妹啊，耶稣居然为了你我把他的命舍了。
But Jesus would give his life for you and for me.
Don't take it lightly, 弟兄姊妹，我们不可以那样子随便的接受这个故事。
Yes, so do not take this truth lightly.
今天那个被鞭打的，就是应该是你，就是应该是我。
And the one that should have been scourged in those footages should have been you, should have been me.
应该被挂在十字架上的就是你，就是我。
The one that should have been hung on the cross is you and it's me.
但是就是因为他为我们受的鞭伤，因为他为我们受的刑罚，我们脱离了永火的审判呢。
Because he took on these stripes, he took the judgment, so we do not have to be judged. We escape the eternal fire.
要感谢神。
Thank God.
所以当他来到地上的时候
，So when Jesus came to this world，
当施洗约翰看见他的时候
，When John the Baptist saw him，
哦，圣灵在那里呼喊，透过约翰喊出来，看到神的羔羊。
And the Spirit of God cries out through John the Baptist, "Behold the Lamb of God!"
人类盼望了几千年，终于来了。
The human race, the hope of the human race for thousands of years has finally come.
天上人间找不到第二位。
And there is not another that can be found in this world.
他出现了。
He has emerged.
而且今天早上我们的弟兄告诉我们，我们看羔羊的时候。
And our brothers share this morning as we behold the Lamb.
一看就爱，对不对
？When we look at him, we love him.
真正看羔羊的人一定爱他的。
Those who truly seen him will love him.
不光一看就爱，越看越爱。
Not that you just love them by seeing him. The more you look at him, the more you love him.
这都是我们的经历啊。
These are our experiences.
只有他值得这样子看。
Only he is worthy of our attention.
只有他经得起这样子看。
Only he can endure our examination.
啊，有一个男孩子有一次跟他的这个 roommate 分享他的经验。
And a boy wants to share with his roommate.Concerning his experience,
他说：“你知道我在大学的时候，他跟他的好朋友分享。他说：‘你知道我碰到一个女孩子，我一眼看上她，我就被她吸引。’
He shared with his good friend. He said, "I saw this one girl. It was love at first sight."
这叫一见钟情。
Love at first sight.
他说：‘那你为什么没有跟她来往呢？为什么不娶她呢？’
So his buddy says, "Well, how come you didn't, continue the relationship? Why didn't you marry the girl?"
因为我看了第二眼。
And then he said, "Well, I took another look."
一见钟情，再看绝情。
Love at first sight, and then the second look, I lost all that I have.
弟兄姊妹，我们人情不起看呐。
Brothers and sisters, we are not, we cannot endure someone's examination.
我不用替你谦卑。我跟你说，我们在座没有一个人值得看的。
I'm not, trying to be humble for you. I would say honestly, none of us can be examined by.
我根本也不敢给你们看。
And I dare not to be examined by you.
没有一个人值得看的。
No one is worthy of.
没有一个人经得起看的。
No one can be examined.
但是耶稣不仅仅一看就吸引我们，越看越爱，越看越美。
But not only when Jesus draws us, when we look at him at that first.But the more we look at him, the more we love him.
这个希伯这耶利米书十七章讲到我们的人比万物都诡诈。
Jeremiah chapter 17 tells us that our hearts is more wicked than all things.
坏到极处，谁能识透呢
？It's so evil to the extent that who can comprehend it.
我们的坏不仅仅外面经不起人家看。
And our evil and our wickedness not only cannot be seen by others.
我们里面太多东西不能给人家看。
There's so many things hidden inside that cannot be exposed.
而且很多的东西连我们自己都没看过。
And some things I would even say that we ourselves don't know, we have not seen.
有的时候连我们自己都不知道我有这个东西。
Sometimes we don't even know these hidden things inside of us.
等到有一天环境一来的时候被暴露出来，我们才发现我怎么这么糟糕。
Until circumstances come and it draws it out of you, you discover how can I am so wicked.
所以我今天在欧洲的时候，这个原住民弟兄讲，他说这个圣经上讲人心比万物都诡诈。
And when I was in Europe, a brother in Sweden, he was sharing that.The scripture says that our hearts was most wicked above all things.
他说我们这些做人的再也不要去骂人家狼心狗肺。
And he said, "We who are people do not go and scold others and say you have hearts of beasts and animals."
因为这些动物们彼此之间在骂人的时候都说你这个人心人肺。
And because among the animals, among the animal kingdom, when they rebuke one another, they say you have hearts of men.
因为神说我们比万物都诡诈。
Because God says that our hearts are exceedingly wicked, more wicked than.All things. And when animals they have a bad heart, that's the extent of their wickedness.
但是人的坏是坏到连自己都认不出来。
Our own wickedness, the wickedness of men, we are so wicked that we are to the point that we don't even know it ourselves.
感谢主，我们在地上死，却在义上活。
But we thank God that when we die to sin, we can have life and righteousness.
因他受的鞭伤叫我们得到医治，因他受的刑罚我们得了平安。
Because of his stripes, we are healed. Because of the chastisement, we have peace.
借着耶稣，我们与神和好。
And through Jesus Christ, we are reconciled with God.
不仅仅如此，我们能够以神为乐。
Not only so, God can be our joy.
弟兄姊妹，讲到耶稣，我们心里就甜蜜啊。
And when we speak of Jesus, we begin to have this joy, this delight in our hearts.
所以我们弟兄早上讲的真好，我们看见耶稣就会爱他。
And our brother said, shared it so well this morning. When we see Jesus, we will love him.
而且我们越看他，我们越来 gaze upon 他，我们越来越像他。
And the more we gaze upon him, the more we'll be like him.
其实他已经把我今天晚上要讲的都讲完
了。He actually shared what I was going to share tonight, what I'm going to share tonight.
我们很公平的，常常我有时候我先讲，有时候他先讲。
God is very fair. Oftentimes he speaks on the things that I want to talk about, I speak on the things he wants to talk about.
但是我们讲到耶稣，我们心都高兴了。
But every time we talk about Jesus, we are excited.
啊，值得我们一讲再讲。
He is worthy of our repeated speaking.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。We
ask God to help us.
让我们能够真正的看见这位圣洁、没有瑕疵、被称为圣的羔羊。
We may see this holy, without blemish, the Lamb of God.
而且他在十字架上，就是为着我这样子的罪人而上去了。
He indeed went on the cross for a sinner like me.
我们值得好好来爱他。He
is worthy of our love.
底下我们要来看今天我们要讲的，讲行走的羔羊。
This is today we want to continue the next topic, the walking lamb.
刚才我们讲过耶稣为我们受过苦，给我们留下的榜样。
And we talked about Jesus suffered for us and the examples he set for us.
叫我们可以跟随他的脚中行。And
so that we may follow his footsteps.
这是我们今年整年的题目。
And this has been our topic throughout this entire year.
我在教会已经讲了快20堂了，跟随耶稣的脚中行。
I spoke about 20 messages concerning following Jesus' footsteps.
几年前有一次在欧洲有一个老弟兄打电话给我，他说我在欧洲20年，我没有听过任何一个传道人讲十字架的信息。
And a brother called me not so long ago that says that I haven't heard anybody talk about the message of the cross for over 20 years here in Europe.
我简直不敢相信。
And I was stunned.
刚才会前有个姊妹坐在我旁边跟我说，她没有听过别人讲跟随耶稣的脚中心。
And earlier, a sister came and told me that she never heard the message of following Jesus' footsteps.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹啊，那是多么可惜的事情！
Brother, sister, how tragic that would tragic that is.
不跟耶稣要跟谁？
If you don't follow Jesus, who are you following?
我们不跟耶稣，我们在要什么？
If you're not following Jesus, what is it that you're going after?
所以我们一起来读一段圣经，好吗？
Let's read this portion of scripture together.
这是我们很熟的《约翰福音》第一章，
John chapter 1. John chapter 1.
我们从35节读到39节。
Verse 35-39.
再次，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。” 两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转身过来，看他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天。 我想我们的信息就先停在这里啊。今天我们要讲行走的羔羊。
We're going to talk about the walking lamb.
行走的羔羊，特别说到今天这位羔羊跟我们之间的关系。We
want to talk about this relationship of the walking lamb with us today.
他不光在2000年前，甚至在创世以前，他已经为我们被杀了。
It is not that he was slain for us 2,000 years ago, but he was the foundation of the world.
让我们有资格能够有份于神伟大的救恩。
He saved us that we may be partakers of this wonderful salvation of God.
他救赎我们，让我们有份于神伟大的生命。
He saved us that we may be partakers of this wonderful life.
他救了我们，让我们有份于神伟大荣耀的计划。
And He saved us that we may be partakers of this wonderful grand plan that God has.
弟兄姊妹，当我们今天讲行走的羔羊的时候，
When we talk about the walking lamb,
他不光救了我们，
Not only did He save us,
他开始带领我们走他要带我们走的路。
He's now going to begin to lead us to walk the path that He wants us to walk.
他在我们身上有一个荣耀， 有一个纯全，有一个善良，有一个可喜悦的旨意。It's
a glorious, good, perfect will of God.
所以在希伯来书，那你讲到说，耶稣来的时候就对父说：“神啊，我来了，为的要遵行你的旨意。”
So in the book of Hebrews, it says, says of the Lord that I've come to do your will.
这是在我们讲道成肉身最重要的五个目的里面讲到第二件事情，他来就是要在肉身中遵行神的旨意。
We talk about the purpose of the Word becoming flesh, and one of which is that He came to do the will of the Father.
然后我们看我们的讲义啊，这个上面列了一节经文，《路加福音》13章，耶稣说：“今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。”虽然这样，今天、明天、后天， 我必须前行。
In your outline, Luke chapter 13, verse 32 to 33, Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following.
我们说这两节代表的经文，我们就可以知道基督在地上，他是一直往前去的。
And we see that in these two scriptures that Jesus is always progressively moving forward when he was in the world.
而他的往前是完全照着父的旨意往前去。
As he's journeying, as he's moving forward, he's always doing in the will of the Father.
而且从这个经文里面，我们看见在基督的身上没有一天他浪费的。
And we see through the script, through these words, that not a day is wasted when Jesus lived.
今天、明天有这么多的需要在他的眼前。
Today, tomorrow, all the needs are visible before him.
他要医病，他要赶鬼，要照着神的旨意，把神的救恩带给他们。
He needs to cure the illnesses, cast out demons, and bring about the blessings of God.
然后他说到第三天，我的事情成全了。
And he said on the third day, I shall be perfected.
然后底下耶稣居然说，虽然这样。
And then Jesus used the word nevertheless.
他在前面告诉我们，他的事情一定要成就的，一定要完成的。
And he says beforehand, this the things that he wants to do, he will fulfill it.
然后他说：“虽然这样
，”And then he says, "Nevertheless,
今天、明天、后天，我必须前行。
I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following.
不仅仅在我有该做的事情的时候，我要去做它。
Not only do I need to do the things while I do the things that I need to do while they are before me.
中年到事情快要成全了，第三天就要成全了。他说：“我第三天我还是要往前。
”Even when the things about to be accomplished on the third day, he says, "I must continue."
他不会半途而废。
He will not stop.In the middle.
还有一个只有我们这个这些老中国人知道的成语叫做功亏不会功亏一篑啊，就是不会只差那么一点点啊，结果废了。
There's a famous Chinese saying that you won't come close to the end and then just quit and stop.
啊，就像你帮人家开刀都已经开完换新手术非常成功，只是没把人家缝起来。
It's almost like you're performing an operation on someone you.Done everything that you can, you're completed. The last thing is to close them up, and you fail to do that.
啊，就像有时候有时候曾经有姊妹来家吃饭的时候，我们所有的菜都端了，都快吃完了，她突然想起，哎呀，微波炉还有一个。
And then, just like Sister Nancy, oftentimes we invite guests over, we have a wonderful meal, all the dishes are done, and at the very end, she said, there's still one more dish in the oven.
啊，就跟你在赛跑，你一直都是赢的，一直都是第一名，结果那个 finishing line 就在你眼前的时候，你突然跑出去喝水了。
It's just like you're running this race, you're running the race.You're 1 foot away from the finish line. Suddenly, you stop. You say, "I gotta go take a drink of water."
啊，就是差那么一点点。
Just that little bit.
啊，但是耶稣在地上，他是一直往前去。
But Jesus, while he's in the world, he's progressively moving forward.
所有的事情都做了。
Until all things were done.
对，当他说成了的时候。
So when he said it is finished.
这个Austin Sparks 说。因为基督在地上已经没有任何一件事情他需要做了。
Austin Sparks said that there's not a thing that Jesus needed to do on earth.
他的救赎做得太完全了。
His salvation is so perfect.
他不需要再补做任何事情。
He did not have to do anything in addition.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是基督在地上他行走的羔羊，说到他完全要遵行神的旨意。完成神的托付。
These are the things concerning Jesus Christ that he came, perfected the will of God to do everything that the Father wanted him to do.
哎呀，我突然想起来，我给你们是出题目哈，所以答案出来了哈。
And I discovered that in your outline there are a lot of blanks, and we filled in the blanks for you already.
没有关系，答案打出来了。
It's okay. Let's let everyone have the answers.
我就突然想起来，我昨天晚上脱稿讲出来，我没有按照顺序讲，你们有没有答案呢？
And,
有了哈 ，OK 。没有答案没有关系，听到最重要。
If you forgot to fill in the blanks last night, that's okay. But it's important for everybody to pay attention.
行走的羔羊说到基督完全遵行神的旨意，完成神的托付。
Again, the walking lamb speaks of Jesus Christ.Doing the Father's will and completing the Father's will.
弟兄姊妹，一件很重要的事。
And I want to remind all the brothers of something very important.
主或是神，神的旨意是一直往前去的。
The Lord or God's will is always progressively moving forward.
他从来不停下来。
He will never stop.
他永远爱我们。
He forever loves us.
他永远体恤我们。
He always sympathizes with us.
但是他的旨意是一直往前去的。
But his will is always progressively forward.
当他的旨意和工作往前去的时候。
When he begins to work, when he begins to move forward.
你我不跟
If you and I do not follow,
就被放到一边去了。
Then God will put you aside.
所以弟兄姊妹，这件事情是很严肃的事情。
This is something very solemn.
很多的时候，神在我们身上的工作，神的旨意要往前去的时候。
A lot of time when God wants to work in our lives and God has a particular will in our life,
你我如果不肯跟上去
，You and I are unwilling to follow,
我们就受了极大的亏损。
Then we will suffer great loss.
我们很可能被神摆到一边，很可能在这条路上被淘汰了。
Possibly God would just move you along the side and you would be a castaway along.
神往前去的时候，神要找到合他心意的器皿。
When God moves forward, He's looking for vessels after His own heart.
神靠着这些器皿往前走。
And God steps upon these vessels to move forward.
当我们不肯成为 the step stone,
when we're unwilling to be the stepping stone,
神可以换另外一个，神继续往前走。
God will take another and say, "I will replace it, and I'm going to move forward."
我们从圣经上，我们从教会历史上，我们看见太多这样子的事情。
Through the examples in the scriptures and church history, we see so many of these.
很多教会第一代非常有祝福。
These examples, the very first generation of Christians, so many blessings that God's able to pour forth.
第二代已经开始偏离了。
The second generation begins to depart.
到了第三代已经堕落，不合神心意了。
The third generation they've fallen away from the heart of God.
你发现神根本就把他们放到一边，神找到另外一批，神继续往前。
And then you discover God would take that group of people and push them aside. God would look for another.
我在说神永远爱我们。
I will tell you, God will forever love us.
我在说我们的主永远有 mercy, 有 grace.
And I will say, the Lord God is always full of mercy, full of grace.
但是碰到他旨意的时候，他是非常严肃的。
But when it comes to the will of God, He is very serious.
碰到他的工作的时候
，concerning the works that He wants to do,
从来不等他一直往前去。
He will not wait. He moves forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲跟随羔羊的时候
，So brother, when we talk about following the Lamb,
我们里面不要讲。大摇大摆，好像公子哥儿没有事了那样。
Don't just casually come before him and say, "Oh, it's no big deal."
他说：“来跟从我。”
Jesus says, "Come, follow me."
那天彼得、雅各、约翰他们撇下网就起来跟随耶稣。
Peter, James, and John that day immediately forsook their nets and followed the Lord.
他对利未说：“起来跟从我。”利未立刻起来就跟随。
He said to Levi, "Levi, come and follow me." He came immediately.
有人说我回去埋葬我的父亲，有人说我要这样子这样子。耶稣说：“你任凭死人去埋葬死人。”
And some would say, "Bury my father who's dead, who died." The Lord says, "Let the dead bury the dead. You come and follow me."
不是神不要我们孝顺哈，是没有一个宗教，没有地上一个国家的教育比基督教的教育更要求人孝顺父母。
It's not that God did not want us to love and honor our parents. There's not a religion that is more serious aboutteaching us to honor and love our parents.
当我们碰到神的荣耀，碰到神的旨意的时候
，But when we come in contact with the will of God, the glory of God,
神说：“任凭死人埋葬死人，你起来跟从我。”
So God would say, "Let the dead bury the dead. You come and follow me."
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的事哈。
So brother, sister, this is serious.
啊，他不等我们的。
He will not wait.
我们去年。到中国去培训的时候
，Last year when we went to the training center in China，
因为我们有两位姊妹跟我们去，所以于是我们决定这个，我们就一起决定拒绝人家要用车子把我们从杭州带到上海。
So two of our sisters went along with us, and we did not want to take this car ride, a group car ride from Hong Kong to Shanghai.
所以我们说有个机会教育嘛。
So we said there's an opportunity for us to all learn together.
所以我们就大包小包的去坐火车。
So we took all our luggage, and we went and got on the train.
当我讲大包的是真的大包哈。
And when I talk about the big ones and the little ones, they were big.
然后我真的搞不懂为什么杭州火车站这个火车都快要进站了才突然开门，那几百个人一起涌进去。
And I have no idea why the train station in Hangzhou the train would open the door as it stops and then tons of people would rush in.
他把你关在楼上，然后大家在那里等。然后开门的时候，火车都已经快马上进站就要走的了。
And that they would lock everybody up in the building. The train would come along, and as about to depart.
所以我们拿了大包小包就开始冲。我的那个电脑包把手一下子就断掉了。
And then all of a sudden they would open the door and let everybody go. So we grabbed everything we had, the computer bag that I have, the strap broke.
不是 strap， 那个拖。 拖把断掉了哈。然后我的 laptop， 我的圣经，于是我的圣经，我们所有的教材都在那个大包包，我就只好这样夹着它。
So everything was inside this big huge bag. The only thing I could do is carry it under my arm.
啊，还有拖着行李，身上又挂着一幅画，我们就一直往里面送。
So I had this another luggage behind me on my left hand. I had the big huge painting. So we were rushing to the train.
然后我们就一起挤，然后火车来的时候，我们挤出来的那个门呢，例如说是第十车厢。
And so we were squeezing and squeezing. We got to box number 10.
但是我们的位置是第二车厢。
But our seats were actually in box number 2.
我简直不知道在搞什么，我们就拿着行李开始冲外面40度，你知道吗
？I absolutely don't know what we're supposed to do. And it's actually 40 degrees centigrade outside.
然后跑到两个车厢，我们发现不对劲，就一起大家赶快先上车厢去了。
So we ran and we passed about two car length, and we realized, wait a minute, we better get on now.
因为我们知道这些家伙不会等我们的。
So we know that the train is not going to wait.
就我们踩上去，门关了，火车真的开了。
As soon as we stepped into the box, the door closed and the train.
哦，知道我们夹着行李，拖着行李，然后很多人站票都不肯让位的。
And so we had all the stuff with us.
啊，只要改成国语，对不起，他们也不让位。
But we're squeezing, and we ask everybody sorry, but nobody would move out of the way to let us in.
啊，我那天做了我这一辈子最不礼貌的事情。
I done something that was the most uncourteous thing that I did the most uncourteous thing in my life.
就是我的行李箱不知道压过了多少人的脚过去了。
I don't know how many feet I actually ran over with my luggage.
因为我跟他讲三声对不起，我就只好压过去了。
And I said I'm sorry, and then I went.
那那是他不肯让位，不能怪我了。
They can't blame me because they won't get out of the way.
我今天实在应该拿那个照片给你们看，这个Christine。
I should have shown you guys the picture of Christina and our sister Christina. Her face was just red.
Oh, 我们全身大汗，累得不得了，然后终于到了第二车厢。我想火车都大概都快走一半路了。
We were exhausted. We were sweaty. And by the time we got to the second box, the train has already gone through half the distance of our travel.
地上火车都不等我们。
Right, so sir, you realize that the train in this world will not wait for us.
还配了这么大的 price 挤上去。
And we pay such a big price to get on the train.
啊，真掉了一个火车，也就是算了吧，那只好再等几个小时。
Well, if we really miss that particular train, then we'll wait a few more hours, another one will come.
但是如果我们 miss 了神在我们身上的计划，跟工作的话，那是一个太大的亏。
Right, so sir, but if we miss on the will of God and what God wants to do through our lives, then that is something big.
哦，我相信我们也碰到。飞机 cancel， 飞机取消，那个是很 frustrating。
And I believe everybody's experience waiting at the airport and your flight is canceled。
那就像我这次从香港回来的时候，跟台湾的 mission team 本来应该是可以在香港机场见面的。
It's very frustrating. You know, it's very frustrating. Just like this time, we were supposed to rendezvous in Hong Kong. I was supposed to rendezvous with the China mission team at Hong Kong.
我本来比他们早飞两个小时，然后早到两个小时。
I was supposed to arrive 2 hours before they land.
结果我比他们慢两个小时上飞机，因为飞机 delay 了。
Because but I ended up getting on the plane 2 hours after they started flying already.
然后在飞机里面坐了一个多小时以后，那个人说再等十分钟就有结果。
And then
讲得很暧昧。
We sat on the tarmac for about.An hour, and then the announcement says, "Let's wait 10 more minutes, and we'll have a conclusion or result for everybody."
我们都以为十分钟后就可以起飞了。
So we say, "Okay, 10 more minutes, we'll get going."
啊，十分钟后他报告，他说因为机器故障，所以这班飞机取消。
And so 10 minutes later, they announced because of mechanical malfunction, we decided to cancel this flight.
更狠心的，他是说因为暑假期间，所以旅馆全部客满，所以航空公司没有任何办法，你们自行解决。
And so because of this is traveling season and tourist season, all the hotels are fully booked. We can't do anything for you, so you got to take care of your stay.
我没有空去细讲，然后为了那一天，我要。改变我的计划，是很多的事情被 delay 了。
I can't go into details, but that particular day, I had to change so many things, and so many things were delayed.
但是还好那天对我来说都还不是像我旁边那些人这么严重。
But thank God that I wasn't in a predicament like everyone else around me.
有人赶回来第二天要开刀的，有人赶回来因为参加 wedding 的自己的孩子的婚礼，结果都被 delay 了。
There were some people that was on their way to a surgery.There were some people who were on their way to a wedding, but they were all delayed.
用这么神永远爱我们。
But as I say again, God forever loves us.
但是当他的工作和职业往前去的时候
，But when His work and His will needs to move forward,
他没有时间等我们。
He does not have time to wait.
这些飞机天天都取消，你说你是很 frustrated。
And you know it's very frustrating if the flights are canceled.
谁要做这件事情？星辰说不行，我飞机故障，今天取消。
And if God wants to do something, and God asks Ethan, and Ethan says, "No, God, I have a malfunction with the plane. I can't do it."
Okay, 神在这换了一个 backup plan， 找怀清，怀清说不行，我今天飞机也取消。
So God said, "Okay, I'll go with my plan B. I'll go talk to Sister Helen." And Helen says, "Well, my plane is grounded."
So
If God is always waiting for us that we're okay, then God's will never be able to move forward. And then I would say again, concerning God's will moving forward, He will not wait. And the work that God wants to do in our lives, if we are unwilling to follow, we will either suffer disqualification or we will suffer harm. So you discover some people who are Christians, they've been Christians for so many years, but their lives are no longer changing.
手中的功用停在那里，再也不能往前去了。
God's work in his life and what God can do through his life has come to a halt.
明明从前神在他身上祝福这么多的，神能够这样子使用他的。
And time passes very apparent of what God is able to do through this person and God's able to use this person.
个人是这样，团体也是这样，教会也是这样。
Individually, fellowship, the church as a whole is all the same.
你发现祝福不像从前，功用不像从前。
You discover the blessings.It's not the same as before, and our function is not the same as before.
因为我们没有再好好地跟随他。
Because we're no longer following him.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus, and believe in God, and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.